Well, actually, Lindsay, I have a surprise, a bit of news to tell you as well. I'm getting
Really?
married.
No way!
Yeah.
You're getting married?
Yep, I'm actually getting married before you, probably in March.
Oh wow! Have you started planning?
Yes, and it's one of those things that once you start, you just can't stop. There's too many decisions.
Yeah, I bet. So, do you want to have a big wedding like me, or do you want to have a smaller wedding?
No, we think maybe only 50 people. So, we're probably going to keep it quite small. We might just have it in a restaurant somewhere, and we're kind of planning just to have it in front of people and friends and just people that we really know.
Do you think you'll have it in the daytime or at night?
I think probably in the daytime would be nice because a lot of her family are quite old, so we're going to have to keep it before it gets too dark and they all fall asleep.
Are you going to hire a photographer or a band?
We'll definitely hire a photographer, but we don't really want a band. We'd like it a little bit smaller, so maybe just a couple of violin players or maybe a piano.
Oh, that sounds nice. And then are you going to hire a florist?
Well, actually, we don't have to hire a florist because my fiancée is a professionally trained horticulturalist and florist herself,
Oh.
so she makes wedding bouquets as part of her job.
Oh, so she'll make the flowers for your wedding?
She wants to do some of it, and also a lot of her friends will be able to chip in and help out as well.
Are you going to choose some wedding colors?
Wedding colors, I don't even know what
So for
that
my wedding, my colors are red and fuchsia because I like bright colors. Are you going
means.
to choose a shade of colors for your flowers to be and what you'll wear?
I guess that's probably a question you want to ask my fiance. She's more interested in things like that. I'll know when I see the flowers if there's some kind of theme, but we've not talked about that.
Well, one question I have that I'm confused about, are you going to get someone to videotape it, or do you think that it's just enough to have the photographer?
Actually, that's not something that we've talked about, but I've been to weddings before where they've had someone videotaping it, and it always seemed a little bit too intrusive, like someone was having to come up and they're saying, "Oh, do you want to have a message? Do you want to give a message?" And suddenly you're on the spot and you don't know what to say. So, I think it'll be enough for the photographer. And
Right.
also we'll have our memories as well, so we don't need the video.
Right. That's a good idea. I do think that afterwards, though, it might be nice to show my kids when they grow up. This is when mommy and daddy got married on the video camera, but I'm still grappling with the idea if I want a video, someone to video it or not.
Well, I always worry that something embarrassing might happen, and then forever that's going to be up on YouTube or something like that.
That's true. That
So,
could
if we keep
happen.
it to photographs, we can just delete it or kind of get rid of that film. So, I don't know. We'll talk about that beforehand, but I'm really excited about it.